Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Some people got some rain, some people didn't. I think everybody got wind. I've been checking. I got an email a while ago or text. Let's see. What do we got here? Let's see here. Yeah, they got some limb damage up around Pack Saddle and Arnett. Not a whole lot of rain, according to the Mezzanette. Woodward got a quarter of an inch. Just some brief, quick showers. Looks like Weatherford got a half inch. But let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 84 degrees at Mangum, 82 at Arnett, 81 at May Ranch, 74 degrees at Hooker. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 81 at Canadian, 82 at Dozer, 84 at Wellington, and 84 at Odell. Okay, well, I got all my nuts in the ground thanks to my neighbors helping me, Bradley and Nelson, and everybody that helped. They're all in the ground. Now it's time to, I guess, we don't get some showers pretty quick. We're going to already have to start watering, but I think I think Sugar Daddy's still lacking a little bit on lagging in his peanut planting. But I think everybody's getting after it. I know the Cahies got quite a few to put in. I think Chad might have some more. Everybody else, I don't know, I haven't been keeping up with everybody, but they're going in the ground. Some people are planting cotton. I noticed some cotton planted north of Carter yesterday. Going in the ground. There's still some hay coming down. And speaking of hay, I'm going to have Seth DeWeese from Woodward, Oklahoma, with DeWeese Custom Hay on the show with me here in just a little bit. About third quarter there. And he's going to be on. We're going to talk about some custom haying. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. We do need some rain. Come on, Mother Nature. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Grains and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading as the weaker dollar makes U.S. goods more attractive globally. The greenback was down 1% against a basket of its counterparts in early trading Monday and is down 7.7% since the beginning of the year. The weaker currency makes dollar-denominated goods, including ag products from the U.S., less expensive for overseas buyers. Exporters have shipped 45 million metric tons of corn since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, according to data from the USDA. That's up 27% from the same time frame last year. Soybean shipments since the beginning of September now stand at 43.9 million metric tons, a 12% increase, the agency said. Wheat exports since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st totaled 19.6 million metric tons. That's up 12%. Cap and price gains, however, is mostly favorable weather in parts of the Midwest. Less than 8% of the 9-state area, including Iowa and Illinois, the largest corn and soybean growers in the U.S., were suffering from drought conditions as of May the 13th, according to the Drought Monitor. While that's up from 6.1% a week earlier, it's down from 32% 90 days ago. Corn futures overnight for July delivery came up 3.75 cents to 4.47 a quarter a bushel. Wheat futures added 3.5 cents to 5.28 a bushel on the Chicago board, and Kansas City board gained a nickel to 5.21.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for July delivery rose 2.75 to 10.52.75 cents a bushel. Soy meal was down 50 cents to 291.40 a short ton. And soy oil added 0.3 cents to 49.23 cents a pound. All right, let's see what investors are doing. Speculators turned bearish on corn last week while raising their bullish bets on soybeans, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net short position or bets on lower prices of 64,000 272 future contracts in corn. That's a shift from a bullish position of 29,000 contracts a week earlier. Money managers held a net long position or bets on higher prices of 55,000 future contracts in soybeans last week. That's up from 41,000 contracts the week before. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms held a net short position on 77,369 hard red winter future contracts, up from 68,000 the previous week. Speculators were net short by 120,541 future contracts in soft red winter wheat. That's up from 105,000. So there you go. Let's see here. What's going on with the weather in our agriculture? Let's see here. Weather in the ag belt. More storms are expected in southern Missouri, Indiana, and Kentucky after storms killed more than two dozen people in the area over the weekend. 19 people were killed in Kentucky, 7 in Missouri, and 1 fatality was reported in Virginia. Some of tonight's storms may turn severe, they said. And let's see, another round of storms are expected tomorrow and potentially more tornadoes. Well, speaking of tornadoes, I read a deal, and where's it at? Let me find that real quick. There we go. Oh, I know where it was. I got it up. On Successful Farming's website, it's got a title that says, Traditional Tornado Alley Shifts Eastward as Climate Changes, says meteorologists studying the trend. What they were saying in here, it said in the 30 days after several damaging twisters hit Arkansas on March 14th, the state saw nearly four times as many tornado warnings as Texas did. The National Weather Service issued 144 warnings in Arkansas compared to 39 in Texas from March 14th to April 14th. Mississippi also recorded 144 warnings over the same time period, and Tennessee saw 125 warnings. Alabama noted 47. It's an indication that the classic Tornado Alley region, the area from central Texas to Oklahoma and Kansas, so named because of the number of tornadoes there, is shifting eastward. This shift is attributed to climate change, the warming of the Gulf of Mexico waters, and a dip in the cold jet stream pattern. So, I don't know. That's what they're saying. And then they said last year the same thing, and Oklahoma had a reported number of tornadoes. So, I don't know. At least it didn't say global warming. It did say climate change. And we all, common sense knows that the climate does change. So, I don't know. We'll see what the trend does over the next couple of years. But that is a lot of tornadoes for Arkansas and Mississippi and down in there. But the year's just started. So we'll see what kind of numbers we come up with later on. Today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. So let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Trade-ins aren't just for cars anymore. Now they're for tools. Bring in your old tools and save up to $250 on brand new Milwaukee tools this month at NAPA. Save $50 on tools like a half-inch drill driver kit. Save $100 on tools like a half-inch extension anvil control torque impact wrench with one key kit. And save $250 on the 1-inch D-handle extension anvil high-torque impact wrench with one key. Bring in your old tools and pay less for brand new ones. during the Milwaukee Trade-In event at Napa in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 2nd. 761 head were sold. 8 head of steers at 309 brought 522.50. 4 at 523 brought 381. 3 at 650 brought 336. 18 at 691 brought 322. 3 at 715 brought 308. 24 at 975 brought 262. 4 head of heifers at 478 brought 360. 3 at 495 brought 323. 17 at 535 brought 336. 3 at 550 brought 310. 6 at 597 brought 290. 3 at 632 brought 294. 9 at 758 brought 260. Butcher cows were 68 to 165. Butcher bulls brought 112 to 205. Bred cows were 1575 to 3400. Pairs brought 1600 to 3800. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Lipsk, Texas, 80 degrees. Humidity is 24, dew points 39. The winds are out of the west at 20 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 34 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation, 2.70 inches of rain. No red flag minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 67 degrees. There's a deal coming up that I want all my friends all over the western Oklahoma, especially northwestern Oklahoma, I think you guys should attend. And it's coming up May the 31st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Crystal Beach Park and Lake in Woodward, Oklahoma. And what it is, it's Okies for Monarchs, and it's called a pollinator party in the park. They'll have plant sales and live experts. You know, the monarchs the population has been decreasing in recent last decade or two, and they'll be there talking. They'll be offering native wildflowers and milkweed for sale, and just all kinds of activities going on there. And you want to talk to some experts about how you can put some pollinators and milkweed back in the area. So that would be in northwestern Oklahoma, pollinator party in the park. And actually, one of the ladies called me this morning, Katie Hawk, not Kitty Hawk, but Katie Hawk. She called me this morning, and she's going to come on the show Thursday, and we're going to talk about pollinators and why monarch butterfly is so important, and learn all kinds of things. You know, there's a lot of people that know monarch butterfly, but there's a lot of people that don't, and you got to understand how that the butterflies start out in Mexico and head towards the Canada border up there, how that all works. It's really interesting. Also coming up, what do I do with it? Wednesday, I'll be doing the show Wednesday from the Music Farms in Sentinel, Oklahoma, that starts at 10:30. It's one of the OSU Extension wheat variety testing plot tours. It'll be on the tour. The plot is located approximately 3.5 miles west of Sentinel, right off of Highway 55 on the Music Farms. Learn about the wheat variety plots, and should be a lot better than last year because we were a little shy on moisture last year, but this year looks, the wheat looks really good. And like I said, I'll be there. That'll be Wednesday. Brandon will be on tomorrow, and I'll have the Okies for Monarchs on Thursday. So busy week already, and we just got started. How about that? All right, let's check out some, see what the grain market and the cattle market looks like right now. Let me update it. There we go. Come on, baby. Give me some numbers. Show me some numbers. Oh, there they are finally. Okay. Grains, July, corn, 444, up a half a cent. September's 425, up 3.75. We won't do. And December, 438, up 3.25. Soybeans for July, 10.51, up 1.25. August is up 2 at 10.48. Soybean meal, July, 291.20, up down 70. August is 294.80, down 70. Soybean oil, July, 49.35, up 42. Wheat, hard red winter type, July, 5.21, up 4.75. September, 5.35, up 5. And what do we got going here? Cotton, July, 65.69, up 80. December, 68.42, up 75. Oil out of West Texas, June, 62.75, up 26 cents. Natural gas is at 3.12, down 20 for June. Looks like the NASDAQ and the S&P and the Dow are all in the positive. All right, let's check out some live cattle. June, 212.80, up 57. August, 207.67, up 92. Feeders for May, let's back off. Let's bypass that. Feeders for August, 297.80, up 20. September, 296.55, up 27. And lean hogs for June, 99.12, down 120. They had a really good sale at Elk City. Stop by there and visit with Cousin Kay. At Cousin Kay's Cafe. She's the owner. I think she's the owner. I really don't know what she is. But I went up there and watched some last part of the cow sale. And they had some, they couldn't take any more cows Friday. It was unreal. They had some pretty good cattle come through there. And let's see here. Calves sold really good. We'll have Brandon on tomorrow to talk more about the cattle prices and how the auction went today at Western Oklahoma Livestock. Okay, let's see here. What do we got going on here? I guess the Canton Walleye Rodeo was this past weekend. I'm guessing May 17th. Yep. And here's some of the weights that were turned in. The largest walleye on the 17th was 4.64 pounds. They had a 4.30-pound walleye. And what else have we got? 3.63, 3.61, 3.54 walleyes. And then hybrids, somebody caught a 5.82 pounder. White bass, 2.16 pounds. Black bass, 3.68 pounds. And crappie, 1.63 pounds. Man, that's a pretty good size crappie. Sunfish, 1 pound perch. So how about that? And then total poundage on walleye, some people out of Kansas, Jan Mason, turned in a stringer of walleye weighing 22.87 pounds. How about that? Pretty good size stringer of walleye. Good eating walleye, walleye. Okay, before we take a second break, I just want to go over a little bit of the Texas crop progress and condition for my friends out in the Texas Panhandle. Most of the state continue to receive varying amounts of rainfall ranging from trace amounts up to 12 inches. with Northeast Texas and South Central Texas districts receiving the most rain. Drought conditions range from non to exceptional drought in areas of the Pecos and the Edwards Plateau districts being the driest. Let's see here. There was an average of 4 days suitable for field work. Small grains. In most areas, winter wheat continues to head out. Winter wheat headed reached 89%, up 3 points from the previous week. Oh, I did see a pretty good convoy of combines headed south out of Sayre down 283. What was that, Saturday afternoon? Yep. The color was a little off for me, but anyway, there was some really nice red combines went through there. So had some nice trucks and grain carts. Anyway, they're headed south. With it being that time of the year, and we're still busy putting up hay and planting around here, again, I'm going to ask everybody to be careful. Give way to the equipment coming. If they get off the road, get on by them, move on. They're in a big hurry just like you. They can't go fast, though. And then when you see those convoys of harvest equipment on the highways, and 283 and 183 in Oklahoma are really super busy with those combine convoys. If you get behind one, it looks like, if you see my video on KCO's Facebook page the other day, they're leaving plenty of room between each vehicle. Just be patient, be careful, pass your way through them, and let them they can only go so fast. So don't be annoyed by them. They got a job to do. Okay, row crops. Oh, the Cotton King's listening today. Him and his grandson. Which grandson there, Jimmy Rhodes? Tell me his name so I can talk about him. At least I can talk something good about him. Brax, are you listening, buddy? I'm sorry about your grandpa. All right, let's get back to the report. Row crops, corn planted reached 84%, up 5 points from the previous year. And let's see what else we got. Sorghum planted reached 74%. Sorghum headed is already at 14%. That must be way down south. They got rice planted. There's no rice in our area. Soybeans planted, 40%, up 6 points from last year. Soybean emerged reached 25%. Interesting deal here. Fruit, vegetable, especially crops in South Texas, onions and cabbage continue to be harvested. And then pecan producers were applying insecticide for case barrier eggs in Central Texas. All right. And range, pastures and range improved due to recent rains. Man, yeah, we got some green pasture going on around here, don't we? All right, the OCA, on the whole, farmers and ranchers are independent individuals who like to tend to their own work and stay pretty close to home. Most of us don't care about city life or politics. We don't have the time or the desire to travel to the Capitol to attend legislative sessions. But we still know that what happens there can drastically affect our operations. That's exactly why we need an organization like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. If you're concerned about issues like water rights, property rights, and maintaining your ag sales tax exemption, then OCA is for you. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, run by cattlemen or cattlemen. For more information, let's go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org. All right, let's take an OCA break. When we come back, I'll have Mr. Seth DeWeese with DeWeese Custom Hay on. Be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay, it wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Woodward, Oklahoma, here is your ag weather forecast. 84 degrees, feels like 82. Dew points 44, humidity's 24. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 15 with wind gusts up to 20. 24 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days, most of it yesterday, I'm guessing. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees, sunset at 8:40. Mostly sunny and 89 degrees. Severe thunderstorms tonight, but only a 20% chance. 53 for a low. 82 and sunny tomorrow with northwest wind 13 to 20 miles an hour. Well, on the phone from me up in that area up there is Mr. Seth DeWeese, a DeWeese Custom Hay. Welcome to the show, sir.
How are you doing?
Am I saying your last name right?
Yes, sir.
First ever. That's my trademark. I mess everybody's names up so then they have something to talk about.
Hey, that's all right.
Oh, man. So you're kind of rained out for the moment, huh, up there last night with the showers that moved through there?
Yes, sir, just a little bit.
Oh.
We got a pretty decent little shower down here. Not a whole lot, but hey, we'll take what we can get.
Well, tell everybody listening right now a little bit about yourself and your operation, what kind of equipment and where you go and what all you do, all the above. Give me your life story right now.
Well, right now I have a day job. I work for Woodward County. Me and my hay partner, Tell Dixon, he also works for Woodward County. I run a grader maintaining roads, and he's a sheriff's deputy for Woodward County. And I started DeWeese Custom Hay 3 to 4 years ago with me and my dad, and kind of been acquiring equipment as we move along here. And my dad kind of got busy and wanted out of it, and me and Tell Dixon have been real good friends since we were knee-high in grade school. And he came back from college, and I kind of came at him, and I said, hey, you know, I said, we want to try this deal out. And he said, yeah. So we partnered up and keep acquiring equipment, and been covering Woodward and about every county around Woodward. We've gotten a pretty decent start this year, better than we have the last few years.
We had some rain.
We've had some good rain this year. You know, we've been real blessed. Really, the last 3 years, the rain's been pretty good the last 3 years.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we've just been kind of running around like our chickens with our heads cut off this year. I think we put down getting real close to over 500 now acres so far. We're running two swathers, and I'm only running one baler and one rake at the moment, but I can get in and get it laid down real fast and get it baled up. We do our best work at night when the moisture's right, you know what?
Yeah, and here in the last couple of weeks, man, it's not been getting some sleep at night, because I don't know about you guys way up far north, but I know right here in central western Oklahoma, you know, it's just been like a rain at night with the dew.
We've had some heavy dew down here. Yeah, we got pretty lucky. Was it Friday night? We was able to bail. I was out with my dad helping me out, and he was able to bail till about 3:30 in the morning.
Yep, that's exactly what I did.
So it wasn't too bad, but it was definitely coming in on us. By the time we got done, had a little bit of moisture coming up on the tires, and bales, man, they were sure looking pretty good and tight and heavy, and we liked that. So.
Well, I don't know if he is listening Friday, but that was one of the questions about.
I was.
So you just ratted yourself out. You seen moisture on the tires. So.
Yep. Seen moisture on the tires, and that old bale gets jumping when it kicks out of that old baler. We like good tight bales here.
Oh yeah.
We got the pressure turned up pretty good, and when it gets good moisture, that old baler will give a good hop when you kick one out the back gate.
Yes, sir. And they, so what kind of, are you round bale only, or you got square bales, little square or big square, or just round bales only?
Right now we're just round bale only. I got a brand new John Deere 560M baler. We've been talking about getting into some small squares. depends on how much, Tell and I favor our backs. That's, kind of the question we've been tossing around at each other.
Hey, I know a guy. Unless he sold it in the last three or four days down there at Cordell, this guy, a 348 John Deere square baler and the bundler on the back of it. You won't even have to bend down. You can just load them up.
We'd be in hog heaven then. Man.
Yeah, I'll send you his information after the show if you're interested. Right. And you never know. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good deal on them, because them bundlers are getting expensive. But yeah, I guess he's sick. He's my age, and he said, I'm done. So
yeah. I don't blame him.
Yeah. Before we get into a little more conversation, so you sent your wife to get some parts in Kansas. I want to hear the story on this.
Well,
what's her name? Jenna? Jenna?
Yes.
Jenna. Yeah.
Yep. We got married March this year, so just a few months ago. We're newlyweds.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
And thank you. And she's been hounding me wanting a puppy for a while, and I've been looking high and low for a nice AKC registered black lab with all the certifications, everything. And lo and behold, at 3:00 in the morning while we're bailing, I found one that happened to be born on the day we got married.
Oh, how cool is that?
That's what I said. I was like, well, I guess I gotta have her. So I contacted the guy, made everything up, and I got home Saturday night, and I asked her, I said, do you want to go to 4.5 hours into Kansas with me tomorrow and pick up some parts for the rakes? She's like, yeah, I'd really like to go. Hadn't gotten to spend much time with each other lately. We've been bailing, and So we hopped in the pickup and drove all the way down there. About 1:30, we pulled in this guy's place, and there was about 10 black and chocolate and yellow labs out running around in this guy's yard. And she's like, "Are we here for parts?" And I said, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely here for parts." And the rest is history. We picked that little puppy and brought her home with us yesterday. So,
what'd you name her?
Katie.
Oh, cool.
Little black lab female named Katie.
Yeah, I seen that on Facebook. It's a pretty adorable puppy face looking there.
Oh, yeah.
She looks way better on the dog than you do, by the way.
Well, I don't blame you there, to be honest with you.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, well, congratulations on the new addition to the DeWeese family. And,
Thank you.
Yeah, and cool. Okay, well, back to some hay baling. Do you guys do anything different than the next guy? I mean, there is an art to hay baling. I think there's a lot of guys. I don't know. This is my experience with the hay baling. You know, they wanted to go to head. And they want to get as much growth out of there as they can, whether it's rye or wheat or truticale or barley or whatever. They wanted to get just as much growth out of there as they can, and it'll make more hay. And so I guess what I'm asking is, what are some of the things that your customers want you to do that's unique? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of our guys, a lot of them go around and ask me, you know, what my opinion is. A lot of my customers kind of just give me the job and leave me to it. And, you know, I'm always honest with them whether they should wait a little bit or whatever. You know, I have some guys, you know, they want to put it down before rain. I'll advise them not to, or wait or a little bit. You know, they have some time left in the growth and things like that. And, you know, we try to wait as long as we can, get as much growth out of it as we can, get it before, you know, it fully matures. We try to get in, get it laid down as fast as we can. We try to let it cure out, cure all the way out and bale with moisture in the night. And it seems to make some pretty good hay. I haven't had any complaints so far. I've had some great customers over the last 4 years or so. And, you know, I learned everything that I know from my dad. He used to do a bunch of custom haying back in the day. He kind of got out of it, and then he got back into it. And that's when I was younger and coming up, and I really found an act and an itch for it, and I just really loved it. And I hear a lot of my customers, you know, they complain about the guy before them. You know, they let it sit too long, or they, you know, didn't, they had dry bales or too wet of bales or anything like that.
Too loose of bales and stuff like that.
Yeah, too loose. And you know, I just try to go in. I try to let my work do my talking for me, and I just try to make the best quality hay that I can for my customers, and you know, let my work do the show for me, you know.
Well, that's all you can do, because you know, you only got so much equipment, and you can only get there so fast, and you got so many people. And farmers, I'm not gonna lie, farmers and ranchers are some of the most impatient people in the world, because I know I'm one of them. And but you know, you can only do what you can do. And sometimes when you're in the custom hay business, you know, I used to do a lot of custom hay 3, 4, 5 years ago, and you got to get the hay down and keep it going down, or can you wait till tomorrow or the next day? Well, my equipment's already here, and I need to be on the other side of the county. So there's a lot to it.
Exactly.
And then I got to tell you the story. I got this really cool cattle person, rancher, whatever you want to call him, between Carter and Elk City. And he tried something different this year. He cut his hay down, and then we started getting all those rains. Instead of going in there and raking that hay, he let the other hay grow back up through it, the second growth, and tried to cut it again, and didn't work.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I could about believe it.
Yeah, he just sent me a text. He wanted me to know that the best hay is to cut it where it just barely starts heading. And then he made a smart remark, so I threw that back at him.
Yeah, that's pretty funny there.
I'm pretty sure it didn't work.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
From what's your max area? Where's the headquarters? Woodward? And then what's your max area?
Yes, sir. I live just north of Woodward. That's where I grew up.
Okay.
We're just 5 miles north of town there. And, you know, I mean, Tell, he laid down close to 200 acres over at Clio Springs this year. And I try to go no further west than about Laverne, really no further north than about the Kansas line.
Okay.
And south-wise, around, Leedy, Arnett, kind of the pack saddle area, stuff like that, and on over to Sealing. I've been over to Chester already this year. Down around Sealing, about Oakwood, we try to stay right around here local. I'll go further for, more acres.
Right. Obviously, yeah.
The more they can get for me, the more willing I am to pull all that equipment that ways,
Well, your wife probably wants you to go do some more hay cutting in Kansas so she can get another puppy.
Yeah, she was already wanting a yellow one to match the black one that we got.
Oh, boy. And then you got to get a chocolate one.
Yeah.
So lab are you? Are you a duck hunter? Or is she a duck hunter?
I've never even been duck hunting. I do quite a bit of quail hunting and some dove hunting and stuff like that. But I grew up with black lab pups, and they're just best all around family dog to me. Right. I just love them. Can't get enough of them. So.
All right. Well, Seth, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you so they can call you to get the pricing.
You can give me a call at 580-334-8989, or you can call my hay partner, Tell Dixon, at 580-829-1954. You can call me anytime. You can call me. I'll get with you. We'll go look at your field. We can cut it on rates. We can cut it on shares. I'll turn around and I can offer you some money for your shares, or I can even try and help you sell your shares.
There you go.
I'm pretty versatile and I'm willing to help out in any way that I can. So I've got a lot of hay buyers and everything that I've acquired over the last few years, and we just keep growing bigger and bigger, and I hope we don't stop. So I hope we get us more rain this year.
Oh yeah, I know we're ready for rain. I know you guys got some showers rolled through there last night. Hey, one last thing before I let you go, because I told you we're just gonna have a conversation today. So,
yeah.
Parts and repairs have really gone up in the last 5 years. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're 100% right. Even net wrap goes up quite a bit. And every once in a while I'll get somebody who kind of bucks at a price or something like that, and I just try to explain to them, if I go cut a couple hundred acres, it's about time for some new sickles and two new sickle bars for a 16-foot header is about $1,000.
Yes.
So, I mean, just in small parts and repairs, I spend a pretty penny with John Deere every year. And, I'm not some of these other guys. I don't get to run the brand new stuff. We started from the ground up, and I'm running two older 4440s and a 4895 Swather.
That's a good Swather.
So, we've got it. It's really nice equipment, but it is a little bit older iron. So,
hey, you don't have to put any of that government fuel in them, I bet.
Yeah, hey, exactly. That's exactly right. I grew up and watched my dad. He's got a dozer business here in Woodward, and he's always run the older model dozers and all the old stuff, and I never watched him hire anybody to come work on his stuff. He done it himself, and saved him a lot of headache and a lot of money over the years, and that's kind of what I've taken from him and try to use it on everything that I got. And I've learned that that new stuff is nice, but when you got to have a guy come plug into it with a computer, it sure bites sometimes.
Yeah, it hurts the old pocketbook. Yeah, I've said all along, you know, back in the 80s, you know, it was $10 for swath and $10 for baling. And back then, round baling, and I can't remember what it was on the little square bales, to be honest with you. But, you know, nowadays, equipment's 3-4 times higher. Everything's higher. Your inputs, your fuel, your hay wrap. You know, we used twine back in the 80s and stuff like that. But, you know, I just, you know, if you do a good job, I don't, you know, and this year, the cattle producers are making money. Give you custom hay guys some of that money.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Were you, I mean, you're not going to say no, are you?
Oh, no, no. Yeah, these guys are out making good money, you know. The cattle's up, and it's great. You know, we love it.
But we got to have hay. We always got to have hay. And
always got to have hay.
And then, well, Seth, I'm going to let you get back to work, and I got to take a break. And been a pleasure talking with you. Tell everybody again how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. You guys, like I said, you can get a hold of me at 580-334-8989, and that's my personal cell. Or you can get a hold of my A partner, Tail Dixon, at 580-829-1954. You can give either of us a call day or night. You know, we'll answer the phone and get with you as fast as we can.
All right, Seth, I appreciate it. Tell the puppy I said hello.
I will do. I appreciate it, Jimmy. Thank you for having me.
All right, have a good day.
Yes, sir, you too.
All right, we're going to take a OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ready, Western Oklahoma, the Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Come into Sarah on Saturday, July 19th. It's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sayre. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of red dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, hey, you're not a never-tweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sayre, Oklahoma. Powered by KECO 96.5 FM. Be there.
A generator is something that is out of sight and out of mind until you actually need it. Do you own a generator? Is it serviced and ready to provide backup power when you need it? A well-maintained generator gives you peace of mind during a power outage. Whether it's home or commercial, all generators need to be serviced regularly. Culver Electric provides reliable generator service all over Western Oklahoma. Call today and discuss a service plan to fit your needs at 580-243-5846. See us on Facebook or go to culverelectric.net.
The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative is making a difference in every corner of Oklahoma, working to prevent teen tobacco and vape use, fueling our minds and bodies through health education, and empowering the next generation of leaders. Why? Because we are the future of Oklahoma. The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative, investing in Oklahoma. Learn more at tsethealthyyouth.com. Brought to you by the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Hi, folks. This is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
You've seen the yellow tags, you've heard the commercials, you've heard the hustle and bustle. What are you waiting for, guys? Windy Nissan is your dealer. We have all the new Nissans, all the used cars, trucks, and SUVs that you can dream of. With over 150 on the ground, we truly have a little bit of something for everybody. Payments as low as $249 with $0 down. Up to 90 days, no payments. There's never been a better time than now to come see us at Windy Nissan of Elk City, your hometown dealer.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden. Man, that's loud. For me. Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Altus, 88. Dew points, 53. Humidity's 30. The wind's out of the west. Southwest at 12. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average bare soil temperature, 76. 8:35 sunset. 91 today, 57 tonight, and 82 tomorrow. Well, I got a special guest on my show now, and he's got 4 minutes. Hey, boss.
That's really special, Jimmy. Thank you. Really, really special. Jimmy, I have, I don't know if you've told everybody or not, but you guys know that Jimmy's been on air for what? How many years?
Four.
4 years now? God, it seems like...
Like today? Is it today?
No, but it seems like it's been 20. But anyway...
What? I mean,
it's 20 minutes. It's short. Either way, you guys listening out there, we want to tell you guys that we're having a KECO Today in Ag Golf Tournament.
Oh, you're releasing info today.
Today is the day. We're going to let you know that we're having the Today in Ag Golf Tournament. Of course, we're going to announce our corporate sponsor, Wheeler General Store. These guys have already got on board with the Today in Ag Golf Tournament. It's a two-man tournament. It's going to be in Sayre. And it's going to be on August 31st at 1 p.m. It'll be, so you've got time to get to church and then come back and go play. And then you'll have time to get done and go to the rodeo.
Go to the rodeo.
That's right. So it's right in between there. That's right. But it is a great time. And only requirement is, and because it's an agriculture whole scene, it's the atmosphere. It's ag. It's all about ag. It's for ag people. You have to have somebody on your team that has to have a farm tax card. You have to have a farm tax card. Yeah. One of the players has to have one of the farm tax cards. So it's for you guys. It's all about that. And even the sponsorships and everything that comes in, the whole giveaways, we've looked at giving away $30,000 worth of feed, $30,000 worth of fertilizer.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Tons of different things out there in the golf. This will be a total different golf tournament than you've ever seen. So we want to welcome you guys out.
You can chew tobacco.
And you can chew and you can spit on the green. And we'll putt right through it.
No sunflower seeds.
No. But that's going to be Sunday, August 31st. We'll have something on the KECO website here pretty soon, and we'll let you guys start getting signed up here if you want to get in on that tournament. It's going to be fast because it is it's not very many people on the course within from 1 to 6, 7 p.m. So we're going to get it all in right there in that time. So I would consider this a mini KECO tournament, but with a new different crowd of people.
Yep.
Totally different crowd. So we'd love to have you guys out for the Today in Ag Golf Tournament coming up Sunday, August 31st, 1 p.m.
And we're going to throw in the 20% of the pot.
That's right.
We'll be going to the Wheeler Texas, Wheeler County, Texas, Beckham County, Roger Mills, and Wichita County 4-H.
Yeah, so we're not just taking it in. We're giving it all. We're giving a lot back here to these guys. And so, I mean, you guys are a big part of what the agriculture is around out here. And Jimmy tells me this every day. He comes in there in the office and goes, you know how big ag is? He goes, I got a whole hour show about it. No, he does. And he does a great job. So,
and Gabe's favorite thing is high tunnels.
High tunnel. Well, I can't wait to get me a high tunnel. I like going on vacation and drive through a high tunnel so I can come back and say high tunnel. All right, Jimmy, thanks a lot. We're looking forward to the big golf tournament named after Jimmy Clark almost.
Yeah, almost. No, it's not going to be the Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark Golf Tournament. It's going to be the Today in Ag Golf Tournament. Nope, but we're going to have fun. Thanks, boss. All right. That was perfect. The end of the show. You guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. God bless.